Lord God, as I come before you this day and before these, your people, God, I ask you to enter into the words that I speak and the very moves I make. I ask you, O God, to let me be your humble servant. Let not, O God, the words and thoughts that I have be lifted up, but let those that you have placed inside of me, O God, be brought forth, that we all today might find a word that is worthy for our journey, for our path, for our lives, yet this day and in the days to come. So, humble servant, enter in and let your spirit flow. This indeed is my prayer. Amen. Who do you listen to? Who do you listen to? Is the title of our message this morning. There's a story about a country boy went to visit a friend in New York City. It was about noon and they were downtown by Times Square in Manhattan. The streets were filled with people. Cars were honking their horns, sirens were wailing, and sounds of the city were almost deafening. The country boy said, "I hear a cricket." His friend said, "You have got to be kidding. You couldn't possibly hear a cricket with all of this noise." The country boy listened again and said, "Yes, I'm sure of it. I hear a cricket." The two boys listened very carefully for a moment, and then the country boy walked across the street to a big cement planter where some bushes were growing. He looked into the bushes, and sure enough, there was a cricket there. "That's incredible," said the city boy. "You must have superhuman ears." "No," said the country boy. "My ears are no different than yours. It depends on who you're listening to." Who are you listening to? In the midst of all of the noise and bombardment that goes around in our journeys and our everyday lives, who are we listening to? Is it CNN News? Is it MSNBC? Is it Fox? Is it our Twitter account? Is it all the messages we read on Facebook? Who are we listening to? Who is speaking to us that we are attentive to hear? Who are we listening to among the many voices and the many things that are expressed to us? Are we clearly hearing the classical music that is being played? Are we clearly hearing the rap song that's being put forth? What are we listening to? Because, my brothers and sisters, it does matter what you listen to. To whether you are being attentive to what you hear. Are you being obedient to the words of those who are expressing so many other things in your mind, in your body, in your heart, in your soul, that you are not listening to God speaking to you? In our scripture lesson this morning, Jesus has been led into the wilderness, the desert. He's been led into this place of quietness. Even in the midst of this quietness, a voice is speaking to him. And this voice is offering him some options that he has a choice to step up in. One of those options is that if you are the Son of God, then turn these very stones into bread. Use your economic might. Use your economic power. If you are the Son of God, then do this. And then he is led to the top of a pinnacle in Jerusalem, and he is told that if he falls off of this, that he will not be injured because of his omnipotent connection with God. If he simply came down and fell down, he would not be injured. Likewise, he is taken to the highest mountain, and he is told that everything around him can be his. Everything could be his if he simply was obedient to this voice, this thing inside of him. Jesus is famished. Jesus is tired. Jesus has been lonely. He's been in this place for 40 days. No other actual physical human contact. He's been away in this place, and he's been all by himself. And this voice offers him this wealth, offers him this power, offers him this glory. In the midst of his darkest moment, in the midst of this dark time, in the midst of the stress and strain, in the midst of his loneliness, in the midst of his hunger, in the midst of possibly his despair, he is being offered something. And Jesus, in each occasion, says no. In each occasion, Jesus says no. Instead, what Jesus says is he turns in each of those times, he turns to his God. It is the voice of God. It is the words of God that are placed on his heart that he goes back to each and every time that these offers are made. Each time he's being tempted, he turns back to God. And even the voice, even the devil who comes to him, even knows the scriptures and comes to him and quotes him in text. And Jesus knows the scriptures well enough that he is able to respond back by using the very scriptures to turn the tale around. In essence, who do you listen to? When you are struggling and going through the worst of times, who do you listen to? When you are in that wilderness place, in that place where you feel like there's no other way to go, there's nothing you can do, who do you turn to? Is God even on the radar? Yeah. Jeff, it's easy to call on you and as a friend. And I'm going to call Jeff because I have a really tough time. I'm going to call Jeff Whitaker. I know he'll give me the right answer. I'm going to lean on my friend George because I know that George has my back. And I know that I will call on George and George will stand forth for me. But God is nowhere in the mix. I'm going to call on my wife, Barbara, and I'm going to ask her because I'm going to sit down with her because I know that she will give me the right answers I need. Who am I listening to? Who are you listening to in those times when you need to make those decisions? This particular text, the decisions are at a time when you are at your lowest, when you are weak and weary, when you are worn and beat down, when you are now sitting here going, boy, if I could just do this, doesn't matter about whether it's the right thing or not, doesn't matter if it's a God thing or not, if I could just do this, everything would be all right. I'm not going to worry about the consequences. I'm just going to step forward and do what I need. Jesus is saying, listen to God. Even though I don't have anyone else to talk to. I'm listening to God, even though I may not have.